From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations are meeting in Geneva on Friday to discuss how to advance the peace process in Syria. The meeting comes a day after an agreement was reached between more than 100 representatives of Syrian opposition groups at a meeting in Riyadh on a framework for talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. There is one thing they all agreed on.
Everybody in this conference said, no way, Assad is the problem, is part of the problem, he can't be part of the solution. His departure would be the beginning of any possible transition.
That's Loué Safi, a member of the Syrian National Council. They set a January deadline for the start of talks between the Assad government and moderate opposition groups as part of a broader plan for a political transition in Syria. At least 7 civilians were killed Friday in a suicide attack in the town of Kolofata in northern Cameroon, where an area where Boko Haram militants are active. Cameroon cooperates with Chad, Benin, Nigeria, and Niger on a joint military force dedicated to fighting Boko Haram. The Islamist radical group is based in northern Nigeria but has carried out regular attacks in Cameroon since 2013. At least 7 people have been killed in early morning attacks on military sites near the capital of Burundi. Gunfire and explosions were heard outside Bujumbura in the early morning hours Friday after militants attacked at least 2 military sites. A presidential media advisor, Willy Namyete, wrote on Twitter that the attacks were a diversion by the attackers as they tried to free prisoners from military camps, though details are still not clear. Reports say gunfire can still be heard throughout the city. This is VOA News.